CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The Poddy!
CFM's Adam and Ari on the Poddy. How are
on
you going?
The Poddy.
Today's show,
feeling
huge.
Much better.
That's good.
Oh, I thought you meant
that. Don't want to spoil that, though. That's part of the show. How's she feeling? Yeah. But, you know, you can say now how you feel.
Sorry.
How you feeling?
Didn't know that's what you were talking about.
On today's show, huge, jam-packed. We had Olivia Lucas from Bernie Works telling us about the school holiday program.
Great ideas, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I had a good stalk on that website. Really good holiday ideas for that growing family of yours.
And Jolly on Petch. The fella himself was on
can
the phone.
Can you believe it?
We're sort of friends with
what
him now.
What a time to be alive. We interviewed our first famous person.
Apart from Westy.
That's our first interview without, like, proper famous person.
Westy, your bestie.
Besides Westy, your bestie, who was very, you know what, I'm probably still going to be way more excited to see Steady Eddie as well out and about. You know how I caught up and I was really excited and I was like, I met someone famous. With Steady Eddie?
No, what are you talking about?
Remember when we saw Steady Eddie out and about?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. I feel like seeing him is way more exciting than Westy or Bestie or Jolly on Pitch.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
So you're more excited about seeing Steady Eddie than either of those famous people?
Yeah, I think that was a genuine, like, I'm so excited. Whereas, like, we know online and what we hear from Jolly on Petch and Westy or Bestie. Whereas, like, Steady Eddie is just a mysterious man.
Yeah.
Well, like Mysterious Mel.
Well, what if we met Mysterious Mel?
I think I would get excited about that,
too. We get Eddie to sort it out.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't tell you what I mean by that.
Ragino Friday night at the tennis club, Devonport.
Let's just... Ooh,
Boss Man will be there.
Yeah, we forgot to invite people to it again.
Yeah, honestly, I've got their numbers. Do you want me to text everyone?
Do you have Mel's number as well?
Well, yeah. How do you think she wins prizes?
Mm.
I mean, I don't personally have it in my phone, but I think that's like, is that a breach? I think that might be like a breach of privacy. But I could text her through the system and go, you've been invited
just
to an exclusive party.
Call her from the studio.
Oh, yeah, well,
and
that.
Record her, and then it's fine. It's part of the show, you know?
Hey, Mel, you want to come to a bar? Maybe we could go to Yachty's. It's too far to travel.
Yeah.
Plus, then Boss Man will be at the tennis club, and apparently it's going to go off this Friday.
Yeah, it's got to be tennis club. It's got to be this Friday.
It's got to be this Friday. It's got to be the tennis club. Are you going to bring your racket?
Mate,
he said that they've got, like, competitions and stuff. And
Are we going to have a game of tennis? We should.
I honestly, like, I'm really bad.
No, so am I, though.
Okay, it'll be pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm no good at tennis at all.
But can we not have everyone watch? Is there, like, a tennis court, like, away from everyone?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they can't watch us.
I don't want Boss Man to be like, wow, these guys really suck at tennis.
Yeah, well, I'll bowl him in cricket if he wants to start having a go.
Well, I could have a dance off, but he's already done that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, here's today's show. Thanks for listening once more.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I'm back. Good morning, Adam.
That voice you hear there is the one, the only Ario Ackland.
Hello.
She back. How you feeling?
I slept all day yesterday, and a huge shout out to our listeners requesting mistletoe for me. I mean, it's probably not for me, but I'm claiming it. I'm claiming that you did it for me. And
yeah,
thanks to Tiff from Studley,
he
sent me a little sneaky little message going, Adam loves you. He's playing mistletoe to make you feel better.
I really thought we were going to have a mistletoe-free day yesterday since you
sometimes
weren't here.
Sometimes you just got to play mistletoe.
I slept all day the day after my second dose of Moderna as well.
Yeah.
I did the same thing just all day. Just it felt like fluey without the mucus, like weak.
Yeah.
You had a headache though.
I don't ever get headaches, which is weird. You think I'd be someone that would because I'm so loud and out there. But no, I never get headaches.
No, you're loud and out there because your head doesn't hurt.
Maybe, yeah. So
that
was weird to experience.
I get migraines. That's why I've got to be quiet.
Oh, yeah. I can't handle that. It couldn't even, like, couldn't watch TV, couldn't have the lights on.
Ooh,
I had a face mask on. Like, I was, Struggle Street yesterday.
Yeah, that's a full-blown one.
Yeah.
I was sensitive to light and everything, but she's back in action.
I am back. Thank you for having me.
I was saying to the folks listening, I was like, it takes, you know, a powerful vaccine to take this down.
I am the hype.
You know what I mean, though? That's a vaccine. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I went to Westside Pharmacy to get it done. Bless your cotton socks. Love the team in there. Plus, great gift ideas. So your gift may be from Westside Pharmacy, Adam, for Christmas.
You spoiled it.
No, I didn't say you what just you got. It. I just said it could be from there. And not only that, he did say that once they announced that you couldn't go to the pubs and stuff, they've had to, they're no longer doing walk-ins because they're fully booked to get their COVID shots at the moment because everyone wants to go to the Christmas parties. And I didn't even think about that. So if you weren't vaccinated, you can't go to your Christmas events. Yeah, I totally didn't think about that.
Makes
sense.
Yeah,
a few weeks ago.
People are pouring in now. It's like, wait, I can't have a beer.
Yeah, they're stressing now. That was me last weekend. I was like, oh, I've never wanted to go out so much.
Yeah, you poor thing. You were getting that FOMO. You get bad cases of FOMO.
I get real bad cases of FOMO. I would have been like, just put me on FaceTime.
See, you had a bad sort of vaccine hangover, but what would have been way worse is the FOMO you would have suffered. If you didn't get that second dose.
Yeah, 100%.
Bad case of FOMO, much worse.
Christmas FOMO is even worse.
Did you get FOMO that you missed Taste Test Tuesday?
Well, I heard it on the grapevine. You didn't do it.
Nah, I saved it for you. I also taste tested some other stuff with the street team as well. I can play back for you. But the thing is, this is what I got to run by you. And the Choc Ribble.
Yeah, the Choc. Okay, so is it lactose-free cream?
This is what happened, Ariel Ackland.
Yeah.
I went to the supermarket. So you get the lactose-free cream. I got the lactose-free cream, took it back, realised it was the light one so it doesn't whip.
Oh, no.
Went back to the supermarket.
There's light lactose-free cream? Didn't even know that. Where'd you go, Coles?
I went to Coles.
Yeah, I go to Woolworths, that's why.
Went back to the supermarket to see if they had the full-fat version. They didn't. So I tried Woolies. They did have the full-fat version.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
But the shelves were empty of it. Because it's Christmas. Obviously, a lot of people getting their lactose-free cream at the moment for Christmas, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's a few Aries out there on the coast, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I put normal cream and mixed it with the lactose-free to get enough fat in there that it would whip. So there's some lactose, but it's lactose-reduced.
Okay.
Does that count?
I don't think it counts, but for you, Adam, I will... risk it for the biscuit, okay. Hey?
Just have a little bit or something, but so I'll go get it then. Okay. I had to run it past you first, but that's what happened. That's my story.
I don't think that's how it works, but thank you for trying.
All right, you happy?
Yeah.
So is Pharrell.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Time for a belated. A bit puffed out. I had to run downstairs to get the forks and
he wanted me to
plates.
Eat it with my hands. Okay, so I'm looking at a Choc Ripple cake. You've done well with, I'm guessing, whipping the half lactose, half full cream.
Yeah,
cream.
Half light, half full cream.
You've done well. So that's biscuit.
Yep. But it turns soggy into cake. This is her first ever. Hang on, I better play it. Is it some kind
of Choc Ripple cake?
Yeah. What do you reckon? I haven't even tried
That's delicious.
Might be a disastrous one.
That's really yummy. I am risking this for the biscuit, though. Just want you to know that.
Literally, because it's made from biscuits. That is good. No, that's how it's meant to taste. I didn't do anything fancy with soaking it in juice or putting Baileys on because...
I'm devastated. I was really hoping that... Yeah, good point. So
keep
it
simple.
I guess next week we'll have the alcoholic version.
Uh-huh. But the only thing is Baileys definitely not lactose-free, right?
No.
But then what does it matter now? Because...
That's really yummy. How have I never had Choc Ripple cake?
I know, see?
It does actually, the biscuits do actually taste like cake.
Yeah. See, we have so much left to teach each other.
I know, right?
On this program going into 2022.
Yeah, like mixing lactose-free cream with full cream cream doesn't make it half it just makes it cream.
If lactose is in it, then the deal's off, is what you're saying. Doesn't matter if it's lactose reduced.
No.
There's no such thing. Okay, it's good to know.
I am eating it all, though.
Are you, you're going for it? You want a second piece?
No, that'd be too much cream for me, I think.
But you're happy with the Choc Rip?
Yeah, that's really good.
As your first time.
This is what you make every Christmas?
Oh, not every Christmas. I just make it sometimes because you just put a bunch of biscuits and stick them together with cream pretty much. And then if you want to get fancy, you can soak them in juice or put the Baileys in. Or
I've got to go to a dinner on Saturday night. You're going to make me one so I can take that?
Well, you can take the rest of this. There's heaps left. One thing I did do, put lots of vanilla in the cream. Like, I'm talking proper vanilla from a tub, not like essence. We're talking like the beans.
Oh, you didn't get, you did, yeah, you got the beans.
The expensive one. It's like,
yeah. I can taste that. Yeah. Nicely done. Adam's a bit of a chef, ladies.
Tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yum. I'm just going to eat this.
Okay. Enjoy. How are the Choc Ripple and the lactose-reduced cream sitting?
I'm not sure about the lactose-reduced cream, but I guess we'll know in a couple songs. And the Choc Ripple, delicious.
Okay.
The vanilla touch to the cream, so good.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
You're a Choc Ripple girl now.
I feel like I might be, maybe just not half lactose-free.
Yeah, full lactose. Yeah. If they have them in the shelves of the supermarket, then easy.
You know what? You get credit for trying. Thank you so much for going to multiple supermarkets and, you know, using some sort of common sense.
I tried my hardest. Yes, a little bit of common sense before then just adding the cream anyway. But speaking of eating and taste testing and food, and also remember when you didn't realise Maccas was an Australian term?
Yeah.
Well, here we go, Ari. This TikToker, his name's Jeremy Franco. He put it to the test. He asked his American friends on this TikTok what they think Maccas means. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Asking Americans what they think Maccas is. If an Australian person said to you, let's go Maccas, where are you going?
We're going to go to the bar. We're going to get some beers.
Maccas.
What do you think that is?
A board game. Maccas? Like a cookie.
It sounds like mac and cheese.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word here.
Getting Maccas?
What's
chicken nuggets.
Maccas? That sounds like the stuff that gets in your throat when you have a cough. Like, got a little Maccas.
There you go.
Mac is like mucus.
Yeah. What is Maccas? God,
that's
damn.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
How did you say it's like the Golden Arches? It's Maccas.
Yeah, not in America. It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
Maccas. I'd say you're going to the bar for some beers.
Kid music. Music.
Trivia time.
Trivia trial.
You could say it's time to troll that trivia.
You could say that. You could.
We've got a pretty easy trivia question, so get the number ready. 1-300-655-922. Honestly, it's probably the easiest trivia question we're ever going to ask. So if you know it, call up, and if you get it right, which you should because it's pretty easy, you'll go in the draw to win.
Don't have a go at them.
I'm pretty sure you wrote the question too.
Don't have a go at me.
You'll go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania and Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
At 1-300-655-922, please answer this. What are the two most popular Christmas tree toppers? What are the two most popular ones to go at the top of that
the
tree?
The one that sits at the very top of the tree. Usually, like, you hold up your favourite child.
Do you? I've never heard of this.
You hold up your favourite child and they get to pop it on.
Like Simba? Top.
Yeah.
In Lion King.
You know, it's always the privileged person that gets to pop the topper on.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Do you do the whole tree and then put the topper on?
Yeah, that's last, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way it works?
Surely. Anyway, very easy trivia question today.
1-300-655-922, if you can possibly answer it.
Trivia trial.
At 1-300-655-922, we have Kylie from Penguin to answer today's difficult, difficult trivia question, which is, what are the two most popular Christmas tree toppers, Kylie?
Angel or a star?
That's right.
Well done.
Which one do you go with, Kylie?
Well, I haven't even got my tree up yet.
Oh,
what?
You're still planning on putting it up?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Are you having Christmas at your house?
No, I'm going to my mum's.
See, yeah, it's like...
Your mum will have a tree up?
Do you put it up?
Oh, yeah, she's got hers up and I've helped with her decorations and everything, so...
At least you've got one tree up, though. Do you have a star or an angel on that one?
I'm not sure what she put on hers, actually, because I helped with all the outside ones.
Okay.
Good on you, Kylie. Well, we'll put you in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks and we'll draw it on Friday.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Just hang there. We'll grab your deets.
Hey, Ari, we're staring down the barrel of a 22-degree day, partly cloudy.
I know, I'm already hot.
Oh.
I'm already hot. Are you getting hot?
Yeah. Hard to breathe in this studio, but that's this studio for you. It's like this in a 12-degree.
My hands are literally clammy. Can you look? It's actually wet.
It is.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago, making history right now, the aircon has finally turned on. Yes! Sorry, insider information for you that you really don't need to know.
No, but the show will improve from here on in, so stay with us because we're feeling fresh
it's
now,
already
finally.
So much cooler.
What time did you turn it on?
5.
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's how long it took.
And it's, yeah.
Almost 7.
Yeah.
That's almost 2 hours it takes for it to kick in, honestly.
Oh, this is amazing.
They should look after their talent around here, shouldn't they?
What happened in history?
On this day, which is the 15th of December, if you can believe that, in 1979, the Trivial Pursuit board game was created. You ever hear tell of this board game?
Yeah, I actually we have this board game up at the shack. Ooh. Play it all the time, and guess who loses every time?
Is it you?
The worst general knowledge ever.
Well, here's some general knowledge for you. On this day in 1981, Dreamworld opened on the Gold Coast.
Share a dream at Dreamworld. It's the biggest entertainment complex in the Southern Hemisphere and the best value anywhere.
You ever go there?
I love Dreamworld.
It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Do enjoy. I like the Scooby-Doo ride.
I've never been on that Tower of Terror or the Giant Drop,
though. You haven't?
I just don't think I could do it.
Really?
I don't like heights.
Oh, yeah, true. No, I do like those ones.
I remember when I tried to abseil at Agfest.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
That's not even anywhere near as high as the Tower of Terror. And I struggled with that. That was scary.
It's so much fun, though.
No. Wrong. Oh, incorrect.
Well, I thought it was so much fun, and now there's been quite a few, you know, mishaps on rides. I think I'd be a little bit scared.
Like one?
Yeah, but still. It's like in your brain when you go line up, you're like, oh, I could die.
But it's not never like the roller coasters or the giant drops. It's things like that raft ride, the family, the real tame ones, you know. The ones you least suspect are the ones that end up with the accidents.
Okay. So note to self, only do the extreme rides.
You went on the rapids ride, yeah. The one that had the accident? Yeah, yeah. It's just like a family. It's real tame, you know. So the ones you least suspect are the ones you've got to look out for, Ari.
Just like you ads.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
With your love life.
What, the ones I least suspect I should look out for? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Just trying to send me some warning? What are you trying to say?
Oh, how funny.
Explain to me, explain to the listener. What are you saying? Anyway, on this day in 1983, Ari, Cold Chisel broke up with a final concert at the Sydney Entertainment Centre. What? It's about to play Spice Girls. There's a spoiler. Had him in the wrong order.
I've put him off guard.
Yeah, Ari, come on.
You've taken the bait.
So, and, you know, conveniently enough, I do have that Spice Girls clip because on this day in 1997, Spice World, the movie starring the Spice Girls, premiered in London.
Shake it to the right. Shake it to the front.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes. Also have that at the river and watched it every weekend.
What happens in it?
Oh,
Do they defeat evil or something?
Yeah, kind of. The creepiest moment in the movie is where the scary dude that's like snorkeled, he comes up through the toilet.
He what? Snorkeled?
He scuba dived or whatever through this lake and then like pops up out of the toilet, which makes like no sense. It's like the scariest bit in the whole movie.
And then there's Sporty Spice is sitting on the toilet and she gets an awful fright or what happens?
No one was on the toilet, but it's just a scary, okay. The scary part in the movie.
Weird.
But it is really good.
That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, weird thing. Like, yeah.
Some kind of art
How
house.
How did you fit in the toilet?
Some kind of art house film, is it? And on this day in 2011, Molly Meldrum was taken to hospital and placed in an induced coma after falling 3 metres from a ladder at Daddy's home. Do you remember when that happened?
No.
I do. I can't believe it was 10 years ago, but it was 10 years ago on this day that happened. But he's still with us, old Molly. But you don't remember, you know who Molly Meldrum is though, right?
Yep.
Do you know who he is or not?
No.
The fella with the hat.
There's lots of fellas with hats. Nobody, you've got a hat.
He always wears the cowboy. Google him quick. He always wears a cowboy looking hat.
Everyone's going to hate me because I don't know anything about trivia.
But it's Molly Meldrum. You definitely know him.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Yeah, see? So all's well that ends well. She does know Molly. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome, Ari.
Welcome.
Welcome, Coast. Ari back fighting fit. Listen to her.
Yeah, still at half. Half percentage.
You got a few body aches?
Yeah, still a few body aches. Still a little bit of a headache. Still a little bit of a dead arm. But besides that, all good to go.
That's good. Yeah, you weren't in here yesterday, which was Taste Test Tuesday, but the street team, they came in. They knew I would be sad missing out on Taste Test Tuesday, sitting in here by myself.
Aww,
like a cold, lonely old fool. So Rena and Takesha both came in here, and we did a taste test yesterday, but it was after the show had ended.
I have so much FOMO. So much FOMO.
Well, you can have a listen to it next. So you're sort of included in a way.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Might be able to take a plane to Ibiza soon. Now the borders are open.
Maybe.
Welcome to any mainlanders that may be listening. It's probably...
Yeah, welcome.
How early do they come in though? Might be... Are they in yet?
I don't know. Well, they could have been on the boat. So yeah. Welcome.
Welcome, mainlanders.
Sorry about my co-host if you are just tuning in.
What did I do?
What haven't you done, Adam? It's a real question.
I say, come in. Come in. But so, yeah, yesterday you weren't here, Ari. You missed Taste Test Tuesday, but we did do some stuff, but it was after the show, so it's been recorded for today's show. So it's ordered Taste Test Wednesday. It doesn't have the alliteration factor.
No, it doesn't.
But it's still there. So this was Takesha during her cruise across yesterday.
And I've got this thing, and I gotta do it right because I'm pretty sure Jez is going to be listening to me. It's a Piel di Sapo. I think.
Nailed it.
Do you know what that translates to, Adam?
Absolutely no idea, no.
It translates to toad skin.
Whoa.
It kind of looks like a toad.
Is it actual toad skin?
Well, it kind of looks like it, but I don't think so. Surely it wouldn't be.
Go ahead, Takesha. It's Taste Test Tuesday. You going to eat some?
I might have to give it a go.
Okay. Did she taste the toad skin?
She came into the studio here and did try
it. Did she bring it in here?
See, I was thinking it was maybe some weird jerky. You know, you can get crocodile jerky. I thought it was maybe some weird dried toad skin, but it's a fruit,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it was a fruit and veg shop.
It was from Young's Veggie Shed. But yeah, we gave it a go. And Rena from the street team also graced us with her presence. So this is what happened.
Just eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it.
All right, in the studio with me from the street team, Rena and Takesha, both street team members. No one's near a mic, but that's okay. We'll feel what you have to say.
You'll be right, Adam.
What is this you brought in? What is this?
Well, I'm not looking at the sticker because you have it, but I believe it's a Piel di Sapo.
Yeah, you don't need the sticker.
No, I nailed that.
Piel di Sapo, and that means toad skin.
It means like cheers loosely. To all the friends we made along the way.
Is that what it translates to? That's the real fruit. So have you guys tried this before?
No.
Have you tried it before, Rena?
Nope.
And what's the country of origin here? What's Piel di Sapo? What language is that?
It looks like French. It sounds like
Spanish.
Spanish, oh cool.
But I'm not 100% sure. Should have brought Des over.
And you got this from Young's Veggie Shed, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, this was from Young's.
Now, there's rumours that go around. I don't know if they're true. Are they proudly fresh and proudly local?
Absolutely.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, they gave me a whole bunch of stuff.
You're supposed to cut it like this?
I love their fruits.
I don't know, that's a weird way to cut it.
Just wing it.
It's because the knife sucks, that's why. We don't have any detail.
It's like a cheese knife.
It's what?
A cheese knife.
Oh, yeah,
I think so.
But that one didn't have any, you know, serration on it, so I really struggle with that one. At least this one's getting in.
Is that even ripe already, like ready to eat?
Well, how do you tell?
It looks like a melon or something.
Yeah, some kind of melon. There's like melon seeds in the middle there. At least it's...
I don't know what it's supposed to look like, so I can't even tell you.
I love their fruits there. They have
soft.
Yeah.
Does everyone want some? It doesn't really look like toad skin. It looks quite nice.
Well, the inside looks nice.
You guys be all right if you
have
some?
It just looks like a melon.
Oh, I can try some.
Yeah.
Are you keen, Rena?
Yeah.
Well, I can't
just
be the one that doesn't do it.
Hi. Rena, yeah, this is just fruit. Rena likes eating those duck fetuses and stuff, too. I've touched this one a lot, so I'll eat this one. Do you want the corner or? And again, we don't really know if it's ripe. You get the nice middle bit.
Smells like rock melon.
Cheers.
Here's to the friends we've made along the way. Just cheers over the desk
cheers.
There. Drip it onto the desk. Here's to the friends.
Hey, it's good.
Takesha, no elf outfit.
Not yet.
Oh, that is
good. That's not bad. Mm,
it's sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
It's just like a nice melon, but with the skin of a toad on the outside.
I think this is more yummier when it's cold.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
I reckon, yeah. Did you ring it all the way from Burnie?
Mm.
Went, oh, see, mm. the friends we made along the way, that's all that counts.
What's the other line? There's two lines.
And the great times we've shared.
And the great times we've shared.
Think about the great times we've shared with some some of this Bill DeSapo. Didn't even look at the label.
I feel bad for Ari. She's not here.
That's what she's
missing. Missing some.
Don't save her any.
Well, actually, it's pretty good. I might actually, we'll take it into promo meeting. We'll just share it around. Mm. We'll give it to everyone.
Then you can continue cutting, Chucky.
Really? I don't want to have to do that with a cheese knife
the
again.
At the studio. Where's the other one? Why did you? Mm. Oh, here's another one.
Oh, so what is this? Goji?
It's a...
Goji berry.
A lychee. Lychee.
I've had lychees before. They're good, aren't they?
How do you open it?
Do you have to cut them?
No idea.
You're the one who said
you
cut
just,
them.
Like, what? Press it and, like, you know, pinch it?
I think you peel it, don't you? Yeah. Oh, did you
Oh, it's in my glasses.
She got squirted. Oh, no. Not in the glasses, no.
Oh, right on.
I'll tell you what's good.
Patience level zero.
I'll tell you what's good in those lychee iced tea.
Most lychee that I eat is just already processed, like it's already in a glass, you know, like preserved. Mm.
Try it. What's it supposed to be?
Mmm, yum.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. So good.
Spit it out.
No, it's a pit. There's a seed in it.
Ew.
It's yummy.
I don't even want to eat it.
Why?
No, it's fruity
Yours
and sweet.
Yours looks nasty.
It's much better than the whatever you call it. The other one, the melon.
The toad skin, the peel de sapo, of course.
Okay, pass me the knife, your cheese knife.
Do you want
the PD.
No,
sapo?
I don't want your whole thing.
Take the whole peel de sapo.
No, it's round, it rolls.
Yeah, no, it's
peel de sapo. Can I just call it PD?
Got juice on the phone. Don't want. Oh, there's. Oh, it's good on the keyboard. No, but let's all just take this time to think about the great times we've shared.
And the friends we made along the way. With feelings.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yum. Oh, I need to go.
No.
Then I'll get lots of phone calls. I don't have to know about
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to cop it all.
I'll probably still blame Ariel somewhere.
Yeah. See ya. I'm going to try lychee for the first time to quiche.
Yeah. I'm not keen. It looks like...
No, but they're so nice, honestly.
But it smells like Play-Doh.
I don't know why it smells like that. It doesn't taste like Play-Doh. Some people eat Play-Doh. It's non-toxic.
Oh, it's supposed to be. I don't know.
It's just like a real sweet, juicy fruit. It's nice. It
doesn't smell nice.
Just have a little bit. You can do it.
Mm.
Remember that time I ate a duck fetus?
Oh, it's gross, though. Oh, the things we do for content, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to. Yeah, but But it looks like garlic as well.
The coast believes in you. Does look like a bit of a clove.
Mm-mm.
Why? It's a lychee.
That's nasty.
No, it's nice.
It is sweet, but it's got this yucky... I don't like it. It's not
That's
good.
That's the verdict.
That is not good.
Two votes yes, one vote to no.
It tastes like jelly. It's got this weird...
Yeah, it does a bit. Yeah, it is a bit jelly. Jelly-ish.
No. Do you want the rest?
No. Hit music. Music. That's a little bit of love from Tom Grennan, and this is a little bit of dog news from Adam and Ari. All right, Ari, new research has found how many words on average our pooches truly know. What would you say it is, do you think? How many words do you think? You've got a dog, Santy. How many words do you think Santy knows?
I think they know a lot more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot, but I don't know how many that would be.
Do we have a ballpark figure you could throw out for us?
Maybe 20?
20 words you reckon Santy knows?
I reckon they probably know more, but yeah, 20. Let's just say that.
Do you think the average would be 20 or Santy knows 20?
Maybe the average would be between, I don't know, 10 to 15.
10 to 15 is the average? The average is, according to science, new research has found our pooch pals have a better vocabulary than you might imagine, understanding an impressive 89 words on average.
What? That's way higher than I thought.
Researchers in Canada surveyed more than 100 owners of various dog breeds about the words and phrases they can understand, and on average, owners reported that their dogs were capable of responding to 89 terms. With apparently one clever canine in the study able to comprehend 215.
Whoa.
Almost all dogs were found to understand commands such as sit down and stay. Mm. But experts admit that formal training will be required for some dogs to understand as much as the brightest pooches. Catherine Reeve and Sophie Jarks, who led the study, said due to their evolutionary history and close association with humans, domestic dogs have learned to respond to human verbal and non-verbal cues at a level unmatched by any other species.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm. Mm. It surprised me 89.
Yeah, that's a lot. But then if you think about it, like a day-to-day life with your dog, the things that you say all the time and they're, you know, their head tilts or their ears prick up. It's like, do you want to go for a walk? And they're like,
he wants to go for a walkie.
Running around and they're doing zoomies and stuff.
Your dog's listening right now. Let's go for a walkie.
Or like things like, where's your lead?
Where's your lead?
Where's your lead?
Where's Harry?
Yep.
Who's
or dinner.
Dinner? You want
or
some
breakfast?
Tea? Yeah, see, they're starting to rack up, starting to rack up the count, eh?
Yeah, because it's not like, oh, do you want a treat? It's like, you want a smacko?
Mm.
So they know that word.
Want to go to the beach?
Yeah.
Want to go to the beach?
Want to go to the beach.
Mm, so the number's starting to climb there.
Yeah.
Their ability to respond to communicative cues is critical for the numerous professional and family roles they play in our lives.
Mm.
Based on owner reports, dogs seem to vary greatly, not only in the number, but also in the kinds of words which they purportedly respond. So all's well that ends well. I mean, man's best friend and all that.
No, so
I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song snag.
It's time to play song snag. This is where Adam, sorry about him, by the way, my co-host.
What did I do?
I'm just revving him up. He's badly snagged a song and it really makes me mad. I'm just like, just play the whole song. So let me know, well, let us know what the title of the song is and who sang it so I can hear the rest of the song.
Mm.
Call us on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll also go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every day.
This is our song. Do you know the song name?
It's a harder one.
Do you know the artist? At 1300 655 922, it's Song Snag.
Song Snag.
Oh, Chantel,
the Song Snag Queen.
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, just hanging out, doing Song Snag.
Yeah, just doing a radio show.
Yeah, just chilling.
Feeling better today, Ari?
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Chantel. Oh. Much better today.
Right. Adam probably didn't care, but we did.
Oh, thank you.
Of course I care,
thank
Chantel.
You. I did hear that he played mistletoe for me, though, so...
He did, but he didn't want to.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Yes, thank you.
All right, this is your song today, Chantel. And what do you think it is?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to have a stab and say Message in a Bottle by Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
That's why
Chantel, that's why you're the queen.
That's why she's the queen.
It sounded like it said, Adam on the song.
That's, that's why I snagged that bit, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. It's all about you.
All right. Even though you've insulted me greatly, you're in the draw for Ricky.
And for that insult, for the insult, I'll add you in twice.
Ah. Yeah. Thanks, Chantel.
Thanks, have a great day.
You too, bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
The party! All right, Ari, school holidays are upon us, aren't they?
They sure are, and what better way to have a chat with someone from Bernie Works, Olivia, to help us with activities for the kids. Keep them occupied, because I know, Adam, that you're wanting to grow your family, you know, get some children into your life,
grow,
a loved one.
By grow, you mean start.
Yes.
Start
yes.
in the first place. But thanks for joining us, Olivia. So can you tell us about the Bernie Works school holiday program? What do we need to know?
So we've put together a flyer for activities that are happening in Burnie over the school holidays. It includes activities held by the library, Youth Family Community Connections and at the Aquatic Centre. There's also a second page with ideas of things you can do at home and out and about when you've run out of ideas halfway through summer to keep the kids occupied.
And are these activities free or do you have to pay for some of them?
Some of them are free, some of them are paid. So the flyers are available on our BurnieWorks Facebook page and website, and will be starting to appear in shops around town today. And there's booking details on there for each one, and also a little logo that will let you know if it's free or ticketed or just turn up.
Perfect, and it's a great idea because I'm sure people are aware it's hard to keep kids occupied over one day, let alone many months of school holidays. So even the things to do at home is a great idea. And I think, did you mention, Ari, there's a stay off the lava involved?
Yeah,
stuff like that?
The floor is lava. I've been reading through some of these suggestions. And to be honest, that'd be fun just for us to do, Adam.
We should try some, huh? So, Olivia, this is happening over many different organisations.
Yes, it is. And we've been working with, we meet with a group of families who suggested the flyer because it's quite hard to find everything in different locations. And we've put together them all in one place for everyone.
Cool. And is this something you've done before or is this the first time?
This is the second time we've done it. We did it for the spring holidays. This time, because the summer holidays are a bit longer, there's a QR code on there to go to our website, and if anything else pops up, we'll add it on there and add more ideas as we come across them.
Yeah.
So the website not only has ideas of things that you can do at home and out and about, but it also has how to play that game or how to do that activity as well, which is very handy.
Yeah, lots of extra information on the details.
And so it's, a lot of this stuff's fun, but some of it's like educational as well. I see there's stuff that happens at the library and even learn to swim and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff that helps kids learn as well as have fun at the same time. So lots of science things and nature things and building things.
Yeah, what a wonderful idea. So where can we go to find out more information?
If you check out burnieworks.com.au or BurnieWorks on Facebook, or the flyer and posters will be starting to appear in IGAs and local shops around Burnie from today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Olivia. And if anyone out there is listening and has some extra ideas, can they message through the Facebook page maybe for next summer?
Yeah, that'd be great. We're always looking for more ideas.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Stick together, band together to keep the kids occupied.
We're all in this together. Thanks so much. That's Olivia Lucas from Burnie Works. Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Coast.
You're back and fighting fit. Listen to you.
Yeah. Yes, well, I did sleep pretty much the entire day yesterday.
So you're energised?
Half energised.
Hope so. We've got to do Taekwondo tonight.
I know. I'm so excited. Stanton invited us to his class. It's their end of year class. Now, the class doesn't actually know that we are rocking up. So it's a little surprise for them. They get Adam and Ari.
Unless they're listening right now.
If you are, whoops, ruin the surprise.
Latrobe High School Gym is where it's going to be. So
yeah.
Coming up before 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Jolly on Petch himself.
We are.
You probably know him from that song Dreams. We play it quite often. The reason we're talking to him is because he's coming to the coast.
Yeah, going to Frankie J's.
22nd of January next year. It's happening.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I hear tell that it's his first ever Tassie gig performing as Jolly on Petch.
Yeah.
On the Northwest Coast.
I know, at Frankie J's. Like, my favourite place to go. I'm so excited.
Don't you say it's your new favourite F word?
Yeah, I do.
Because you used
plus
to,
my best friend works behind the bar.
You used to have a different favourite F word, but now it's this.
Yeah, now it's this. Yeah.
Okay.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Freebies.
Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Let's okay, we're going to cross over to Ren Ren, our darling Ren Ren. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. I hope you're very well today, Ari. Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
That is good. I am here today at Harvey Norman Davenport. I have a $25 Valentino's family restaurant voucher and a $25 voucher thanks to Face Jewelers. Because it's Christmas, we give it to you guys. I also have the Lanolin Beauty Cream, No Pong, Cripps Williams Loaves, and a whole lot more. Got popcorn, chippies, lollies, name it, I got it. I am here at Harvey Norman Devonport and cook with the world's best brands from Harvey Norman Devonport Electrical. This is Ren Ren at Chucky Bells. You know this. Cheers to the friends that we made along the way.
Yes.
And the times we shared.
And the great times we shared. Yes, Rena.
Oh, go Ren Ren.
And to Keisha, where can we find you, what you got, and how about those great times we've shared?
We have had so many great times, and I am having more great times this morning. I am still out in Santa's Soleil at Upper Burnie Mowers in Upper Burnie, and the team are my new friends that I've made along the way. I'm having a great journey, and I do have the Coast Best free stuff. I've got Cripps Williams bread, all sorts of flavours. I've got candy canes, I've got chocolates, I've got Mentos, I've got chocolate milk this morning. Ooh, a bit of better milk for you. And thanks to the team here at Upper Burnie Mowers, I have stubby holders, and yes, I did nick one. So come and see me. I'm in Santa's sleigh at Upper Burnie Mowers, and I've got my first person here, so come join the party.
Go first person. Hey, Takesha, what's the elf outfit situation, though?
It's still my normal elf outfit. She I haven't it. Busted out the other one yet. I'm in my black clothes. I didn't want to put red fluff all over myself.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Just dressed up out in that sleigh. We've had some great times in that sleigh.
Oh, we've shared great times. Hey, Ari.
Yeah, Adam.
More like savage word sandwich.
Word sandwich.
More.
Okay, so if you're new, if you've just come in on the boat and you're new to Tassie, this is a game Adam and I like to play every morning. It's where we get Thea, our friend, to give you two words, okay? And there's a missing word in the middle. The first two words make sense or make up something or a song. Pretty much anything that comes to our mind. And the second two make sense. We'll give you the outer two, and we need to know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. For example, we could give you coffee and front, and the middle word would be shop. That's coffee shop, shop front.
No, that's today's.
That's not today's. I already looked at today's. Stress me out. We're already getting a phone call, Adam.
Yeah, it's gone now.
And they didn't even know what the words were.
Yeah.
So you need to get in quick because it is the most popular game on the coast. The number, if you don't know it, is 1-300-655-922. If you call up and you get our word sandwich correct today, you'll go in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, which will feed about 30 people. Perfect for Christmas time. They're in Ulverston and you can head in and taste the difference.
Our word machine, Thea, is in position. Thea, what words do we have today?
Your words for today are Christmas and town.
Christmas and
Christmas
town.
And town.
So it's Christmas something.
Ooh.
Something town.
Christmas something something town.
What do you think the something is? Tell us. 1-300-655-922.
Word sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922, we have on the line Mel from Devonport. These are the words, Mel.
Your words for today are Christmas and town.
What word do you think goes in the middle?
Tinsel.
The word for my sandwich is tinsel. Christmas tinsel. Tinsel town.
That's our Mel.
Well done, Mel. And to clarify for all the listeners, it's not Mysterious Mel. It's a different Mel.
Different Mel. There's many Mels on the coast.
Yeah, so thank you for participating. You're in the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. It's worth $60.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just hang there. We'll grab your deets.
Thank you. Every day I'm
shuffling. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're very excited to be joined on the phone by Jolyon Petch. You'll know him from the Dream song that we play quite a lot on the...
My favourites, by the way.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Thanks so much for being with us, Jolyon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, what a cool name, Jolyon Petch. Now, that's not a stage name. That's your real name?
It is. It is.
And so did that come out of a baby book, or...?
That's something you'd have to ask my parents, but I think it's something like Old English. It's where Julian derived from.
Right, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's an interesting name.
Yeah, and so you were born in New Zealand. When did you come to Australia?
Moved to Aussie in 2010. I started in the Gold Coast, lovely Gold Coast, and spent about 3 years on the coast, and then finally made my way to the big city. Drove all the way down from Gold Coast to Melbourne, which was really great to actually be able to drive through Australia and kind of just check out all the little stops on the way. So it's been 11 years now in Australia.
Wow.
Great to have you aboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're coming to Tassie. You're performing on the 22nd of January next year at Frankie J's here on the Northwest Coast. Is this the first time you've performed in Tassie?
Actually, no. And I've performed quite a few times in Devonport over the years, but I haven't played down there for quite some time. Obviously, not since my big hit Dreams has been all over the radio. So it's going to be great to be able to get down to Devonport and play Dreams in front of a big, large crowd down there. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to
be... Yeah, I'll be in the mosh pit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be probably the loudest one there, to be honest.
Oh, great. We'll get you on the microphone with me.
Yes.
Oh, look out. Don't
VIP treatment.
Don't encourage her.
So you've collaborated with quite a lot of artists. Who has been your favourite so far?
Well, I've got a brand new single that's going to be coming out next year, and that's going to be my favourite, biggest artist. I can't tell you too many details. I can tell you that it's a girl, and she's got 1 billion streams on one of her last songs. So that's going to be one of my biggest collaborations coming up.
Yeah.
But in the past, I've collaborated with a lot of a massive house music legend from Belgium, Kid Cream, one of my all-time favourite producers. So we did a few tracks together, and I've collaborated with quite a few Australian guys as well. So a lot of collaborations there, but I'm really focusing on kind of just doing a lot of JP featuring some big singers for next year. So I can't wait for you guys to check it all out.
Yeah, we can't wait either. So this collaboration you're teasing here, will this be out before the show on the 22nd?
It may be around that time. Yeah, so, hey, you never know. You guys might get a Tasmanian premiere.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? So when did you start DJing?
I started DJing, I thought I could DJ in 1998.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So it was all on vinyl back then. And, I thought I could DJ, but it wasn't until a few months later that my friends actually said, that's just kind of like cross-mixing songs together, not actually keeping the beats in time. So, it was around that time when they finally taught me how to properly put two records together, and I had come from a band background, so I was the drummer in a band. So basically, DJing is just matching the beats together, you know. So for a drummer to come across to the DJ world, it was quite easy with being able to hold your time, and obviously, good tune selection is another good thing on top of that.
Yeah,
totally.
We've got a lot of kids that listen who, you know, want to inspire to be a DJ and mix music and everything like that. What is some advice you might give them as a youngster wanting to become a DJ?
Well, I mean, this day and age, it's very easy to, you know, be able to go onto places like YouTube to find, you know, tutors to kind of teach you how to do that. I mean, back in my day, when I started out, there was no YouTube tutorials or anything like that. You know, you had to go out there and watch DJs. And that's probably the best thing that I could give advice for is go out to, you know, if that's something that you want to do and you've got some kind of favourite guys and in your local town that you like, go and hang out with them. Go and watch them, you know. Go and get a... start some rapport with that your local DJ and go and support them and you know, never know, they may end up teaching you as well, you know. So that's kind of what happened in my case. So I think the best thing is go out there, and then you're also meeting the promoters of the event as well, and
yeah.
you know, then you get a little bit of a foot in the door. So, I mean, definitely with how everything's all accessible online, it's so easy to just kind of school yourself and being able to do that, and then, you know, go out to your local place, see what the big tunes are, you know, get a mix CD, or well, not a mix CD, but a link to SoundCloud or something like
yeah.
that, and
yeah.
send that to your promoter.
Wonderful. Yeah. So get a mentor or find a mentor and network.
Community, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, for sure. That's what it's all about, you know. And that's even like when you're going out to play parties, it's all about that community kind of thing as well. So it's definitely, that's a bit of advice from an old DJ.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jolly on Pitch. We cannot wait till this show on the 22nd of January at Frankie J's in Devonport. And, you know, stop by the studio if you, you know, if you want to be our friend.
Oh, 100%. I'm not sure when I'm down there, but if we can get down there a bit earlier, for sure. We'll can't wait.
We'll set up the gear at Frankie J's. Don't worry.
Okay. Oh yeah. We can do something down there for sure.
Wonderful.
Yes, we're friends with yes. Jolly on. Yes.
Gonna add it to my Insta bio.
Thanks so much, Jolly on. Can't wait for the show.
Awesome. Can't wait for it, guys.
Kid music. Music.
There he is. That's our boy, Jolly on Pitch. New friend?
New friend. It's on my Insta bio. It's actually not, to be honest. That'd be so embarrassing if I did that.
You would so do something like that.
I would. I mean, I've got the Northwest Thunder on there.
Yeah, see?
I was like, yeah, hype girl for the Northwest Thunder.
Because we're such great friends with Jolly on Pitch, we were talking to him off air as well, and he said that was his first Tassie radio interview.
Yeah, I know, right? Feel very privileged, to be honest.
Go, Jolly on.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another one, another day in the life of a person on the coast.
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome to the coast. If you've just come in from the boat, you're a mainlander.
Yeah, or if you've just flown in and you're on your way to experience the beautiful northwest coast.
Because them borders open.
Yeah,
them borders are open. Get involved.
And we're excited to have you here.
And if you, yeah, get involved in our, just so you know, we're on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. Mm-hmm. Get involved in our conversation. We're asking today, what's the most important lesson you've learned this year? My favourite is Emma's. She said, the most important lesson for her that she's learned this year is make sure you back up external hard drives. I've learned that lesson the hard way before as well, Emma. All my data. So you know how I deleted my Facebook a few years back?
Mm-hmm.
You can download all your data when you do it.
Yeah.
Downloaded it all to an external hard drive, lost the hard drive somewhere at some pub or something.
Somewhere. Someone has it all. Someone has all your information from Facebook.
All the metadata. All the messages, yeah. Everything. So Emma's right. It's a great lesson to learn, and you usually learn it the hard way. Back up your external hard drives regularly.
To be honest, I thought you were going to read the caption I put on that photo.
Oh, I didn't see it. What'd you put? If you say something enough, it will eventually come true. Classic, yeah. Ari. That's you, Emma.
Manifesting.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hump Day Traffic Chats.
With Steady Eddie. If you want to go
and take a We did it, Ari. We didn't forget him today.
Good morning, Steady Eddie.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you,
well.
Too.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Now, do we have a traffic chat update? What would you like to discuss today?
Oh, yes. Well, because you mentioned that it is Christmas and Merry Christmas, I'd like to set a bit of a challenge to everyone out there.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Yeah, so this is what we talked about the other week. I'd like to set the challenge to people out there to really, really get in touch with their inner peace and their gentle side. Over the Christmas period, it is heaps busier. People are going to be frustrated, flat out, and I really would like people to get in touch with their inner peace and inner peace roadside, you know, instead of bringing out your rage. It really, really helps. It helps you as a person, helps you in the car. It'll help you with your shopping.
Yeah. It will, yeah. Stay inner peace during your Christmas shopping when you have to line up. And not only that, with the borders that have opened today, there'll be a lot of tourists out on the roads, and they usually drive really slow. Like, I mean, like not even the speed limit.
Yeah.
They'll drive really slow because they don't know where to go.
They're looking
at the signage being like, am I on the tasting trail? Do I turn off here? So, yeah, be kind to our fellow friends from the mainland.
Oh, it really makes a difference to you. You know, like, just give it a test, because I know there is a lot of road rages and there is a lot of mad people out there behind the road, behind the wheel, sorry. And, yeah, it is a great test for yourself. You'll appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. I'll set it for you guys too, eh? You see how you go this week.
And we'll report
back next week. So, yeah, just remember it's Christmas time. We're all one. We're all busy as well. We're all a bit tired at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Everyone's sort of feeling pretty similar, and we're all one. So let's maintain that inner peace.
Yeah, it'll be ultimate to get the fatality-free Christmas. I don't think we've ever had one, and it'd be great to have one.
We might get one because we've had you in the air, though, Eddie.
Yeah, it might make a difference. I hope so, Adam and Aria.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you this morning for your update on our traffic chat, Steady Eddie.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Eddie, and we'll chat next week.
No worries, and I'll see how yous win, eh?
Yeah, we'll update you, don't you worry.
Yeah, awesome. Yous have a good one. C-F-F.
Another show down, Ari, we made it.
Another one bites the dust.
Did you have a good show?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to it.
Thanks for having me back.
That's okay, and thanks for listening to it, y'all out there, and we'll be back tomorrow morning from 6. Before we do go, though, we have Mysterious Mel on the phone.
Can't go a show without her, by the way.
How about it? Yeah, probably not. What do you got for us, Mel?
Hi, Mysterious Mel would like to have a shout out to Steady Eddie. We know one another. So, Mysterious Mel says, Pete, Steady Eddie.
Steady Merry Eddie. Christmas. That is very Mysterious Mel. Merry Christmas to you too. Mysterious Mel and Steady Eddie
know each other.
So, if we want some info, make her less mysterious.
We can ask Steady Eddie.
We'll ask Eddie. Maybe next week.
Maybe they're both writing the letters to you.
I think next week for the traffic chat, we go, Eddie, what can you tell us about Mysterious Mel? Do you think?
I think it's a great idea. They know each other. How do they know each other? No one knows Mysterious Mel. That's why she's so mysterious.
Jerry's got your workday hits next. Bye. Hang on. Jerry's just walking in now. Jerry, do you have our workday hits next?
Better take off my shirt.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was today's show.
Yeah, what
How
did you
about that? How about the good times we've had and the friends that we've made along the way?
We packed it, didn't we? We packed it today. Yesterday, less packed because you weren't here.
You're welcome. are we going to eat some more chocolate ripple cake? How much do you reckon I could eat before it affected me?
Only one way to find out, Ariel.
Only one way to find out. It's pretty delicious, though.
Mm.
So good. Yum.
Are you going to have more?
I'm probably going to have more, yeah.
Don't give any to that Mark Vernon.
What? With what?
I'm joking. don't let him have any of it.
Oh, okay. I don't think that would have any of it anyway.
Because he was at that promo meeting yesterday, and that's the first thing he said. It was, does that mean there's going to be chocolate ripple in the fridge?
Was it?
So don't let him have any.
Don't let him have any.
No, he can
I'll
have some.
I'll let him have some.
He can have some.
Anyway, what else is going on, Ads? Oh.
We're going to Crack Whips or something today.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Simon Martin Whips. It's actually Simon Martin's 40th birthday today. I feel a little bit bad that we're making him teach us how to crack whips on his birthday.
Yeah, well, you know.
And it's like a milestone birthday too. Maybe we should take the choc ripple cake to his place.
No. Also,
you don't want to do that.
And tonight we're doing Taekwondo at like 6:15.
Oh, my God, it's a busy day. We are.
So tomorrow is going to be a struggle, as you would say.
Wait.
Although we do have...
Oh, my God, I have a funny thing from my history.
Yeah, on this day?
On this
day. What were you up to?
This is my Facebook status. Mm. 8 years ago. There's a first for everything. Just vomited the entire flight back to Darwin. Thank God I had two spare seats next to me. And thanks so much to the lovely man, Steve, who put the vomit bags in the bin for me.
Oh.
Oh, my God, ew.
I was so hungover.
Oh, really?
So hungover. We had our family Christmas party.
Why did the poor boy have to put the things in the bin?
I was literally shaking. And because I don't ever vomit, like ever. Yeah. And I was just so sick. And it's quite a long flight, like Adelaide to Darwin. It's quite a long flight anyway. And I just, I just was like, I'll take that for you. I was like, thank you so be alive. Yeah, we had our family Christmas show, which goes off, and we all went out afterwards, and yeah, didn't have much sleep and
very irresponsible. But we'll leave you on that note.
Drink responsibly. Stay safe.
No, don't.
It's no, yes.